Hey everybody, welcome back to the Holistic Makeover Podcast, brought to you, of course, by theholisticmakeover.co. I am your host, Sadia Moore, and welcome back to yet another podcast episode. Hey y'all, and welcome back. Thank you for rocking with me again on another episode. We're going to jump right into this, roll right into it a little differently normally than we normally would. And today I want to talk about, as we close out Mental Health Awareness Month, I want to talk about remembering who the F you are. So remembering who you are. And as we get into this, I just want you to think about, you know, how you may have forgotten who you are truly at your core. And the reason why I wanted to do this during Mental Health Awareness Month is because, you know, when we talk about mental health awareness, what we sometimes skip over is the number that mental health issues can do on us, you know, what's at stake when we go through issues with our mental health. You know, if a person is going through something mentally, you know, whether it's stress, whether it's a mental health diagnosis, whether it's just having a bad day or a bad week or whatever it might be, you know, some things that's at stake is just, you know, your confidence, your self-esteem, knowing who you are at your core and remembering who you are in terms of what you're passionate about and what you like to do, things like that. So that's what we're going to get into today and talk about. And what I want to do is I want to give you 5 tips to remember who you are, and more specifically to remember who the F you are. Okay, so I'm just gonna get right into it, and of course you can follow the Holistic Makeover on Instagram at the Holistic Makeover, and also on facebook.com/ the Holistic Makeover, and at the official website, which is theholisticmakeover.co. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me, Sadia Moore, on Instagram at Sadia Moore, and also on Twitter at Sadia Moore, and that's all I'm going to give you. That's all I'm going to give you on that. So let's just get right into it. 5 tips to remembering who the F you are. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to talk about why it's important to remember who the F you are. And the reason why it is important to remember who the F you are is because when you're navigating through this world, and this is in my opinion, you know, I'm no mental health professional, but I believe that when you're navigating through this world, it's important to remember who you are because the world needs that. First and foremost, the world needs that. The world needs what you have. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. And the world needs your unique touch, your unique fiber, your unique texture. So that's just the first point. You need to remember who the F you are because the world needs your authentic self, you know? Also, by being who you truly are, you don't know who else you're helping. You don't know who else you're helping by standing in your authenticity and by being who you were divinely created to be, right? So that's why it's important to remember who the F you are. And also just to get what's yours. You get what's yours by being who the F you are, not by being somebody else or not being a mediocre version of yourself, but truly by remembering who the F you are. In the age, you know, in this age of social media and all this good stuff, is seeking validation. And it's very important that we stop hinging our whole entire existence on the validation of others. Most of us have learned this behavior in childhood. You know, we want to make our parents proud. We want to make our teacher proud. We have these expectations to live up to. We have these identities that were put onto us. And then people will send signals to us to tell us whether they approve or disapprove of who we are in any given moment. And when we see that disapproval, then sometimes we may want to seek validation. We jump through hoops and we become these different versions of ourselves by, you know, just trying to measure up to what someone else has created in their head for us. So I wanted to get that point on seeking validation out of the way, because, you know, it's such a prevalent thing, you know, nowadays. We're doing it for the likes, people doing it for the gram, they're doing it for the clout or whatever. You know, they do anything for that little instant gratification, that validation from other people. People who probably don't even care about them or don't even know that they exist or could care less what they're doing. Bottom line is, do it for yourself and don't do it for everybody else. So I think that is one thing that we have to get down first and foremost before we start to talk about remembering who we are at our core, the divine essence of who we are, right? So we're going to go a little bit deeper here, okay? So the next point I want to make, and I want you to listen to me carefully, and this is especially valuable in today's world, but stop resonating. What do you mean by stop resonating? Well, and the reason why I say this is such a valuable point to get in today's society and in the era that we live in, is because, you know, there are so many movements right now. There's so many movements, so many, how can I call it, you know, clubs and groups and belief systems, mass belief systems, that we all feel like we must hinge ourselves to, right? And once we do that, you know, I won't shoot any examples, you know, but you can kind of measure where we are as a society by the popular topics, the hot topics, and the what everybody's talking about at any given time. You know, observing what you're resonating with is important in remembering who you are, because if you're unsure about why you're resonating with a particular thing, a movement, or an idea, then before you know it, you'll be out here, you know, taking on the ideas of somebody else and following in the footsteps of somebody else. And that's not what we want when we're trying to get back to who we are. All right, so tip number three, when it comes to remembering who you are, is going to be stop tolerating. You know, whenever I find myself too deep into thought about a thing, I always have to pull myself back and ask myself, you know, do I really have to even participate in this? Do I really have to even tolerate this? A lot of times we don't even give ourselves the option to just pull ourselves out of the equation. You don't have to tolerate everything. Start giving yourself options and actually giving yourself a chance at something else, something different. But the reason why most of us, you know, tolerate whatever it may be, whether it's a bad situation, a bad relationship, a stressful event, or just getting wrapped up in something we really don't want to do, is because it's all we know. Start thinking outside of the box. Think outside of the box and ask yourself questions. Explore your options and open your mind. But the only way that you can do this is by not being fearful. And this is something that I have to tell myself all the time. And the only time that I see things sort of shift is when I start to, you know, to get out of that toleration mode. It's not about how much you can tolerate. That's not the value. That's not the measure of your strength. Because a lot of us, we can tolerate a hell of a lot. That's not the measure of our strength. And eventually, if we make toleration the measure of our strength, we'll find ourselves worn down, beat down, and very resentful. And that's not something we want to do, right? Because we're trying to get our lives. We're trying to live our best lives, right? So that's tip number three when it comes to remembering who the F you are. All right, so number four is a good one. I mean, they're all good ones, but I really like this one. And number four, when it comes to remembering who you are, is remind yourself. This is the easiest and most potent way to remember who you are, because if you're constantly reminding yourself who you are, then it's going to be hard for you to forget, especially when people are trying to tell you or you know, the internet is trying to tell you, or social media is trying to tell you, or social movements have shifted and goalposts have changed, or, you know, certain things are popular and they're just not you, then you're not going to be, you know, easily moved by those things, because you're constantly reminding yourself who you are. And one way that I remind myself on who I am is by using affirmations. Now, these affirmations, you know, they don't come out of nowhere. And over about, you know, about 7 years, I've been saying, you know, some of the same affirmations, and they've really, you know, solidified the things that I need to know about myself, because these things are true. So one way to, you know, tap into the truth of who you are and the good of yourself and the things that you should be reminding yourself of about yourself is by meditating. And of course, you know, I have the new book that is out, 1 Month Mentality Makeover, 31 Affirmations and Meditations to Ease Mental Hangups, which is an interactive 1 month practical guide by the Holistic Makeover by me. And in that book, it teaches you, or gives you ideas about how to meditate on such things, and put with those meditations affirmations in order to really, you know, suppress all those negative thoughts and, you know, beliefs that you have about yourself. So I truly recommend meditating on what's good about yourself and your situation and your future, your mission, your purpose, and then coupling that meditation with affirmations about yourself. That is the easiest way, and of course, like I said, the most potent way to remind yourself every single day of who you are, so that you don't forget who you are, because we want to do what? Remember who we are in the first place. So that's number four. So now that we're at our fifth and final tip for remembering who you are, let's just go back and round up what we've already talked about, which number one was stop seeking validation. Number two, stop tolerating. Number three, stop resonating. Number four, remind yourself. And number five, stay consistent and committed, which this one I'm pretty sure is a challenge for a lot of us. And the reason why it's a challenge for many of us is because the world around us is not consistent and committed, right? The world is all about change. It's ever changing. But if we can keep on the course and keep the reminder and the commitment to our journey in front of us, then it's kind of hard for us to forget who we are and why we do what we do. So consistency and commitment is really a tool to keep us on track and on course. Now, of course, you know, we won't be able to do the same thing every single day necessarily, but what we can do is remain consistent in our efforts. We can remain consistent in our dedication. We can remain consistent and committed in the way that we approach our goals, our responsibilities, our dreams, and whatever the task at hand is. That's all for this podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out the blog at theholisticmakeover.co, and follow on social media, Instagram and Facebook, at The Holistic Makeover. Also, the new book is now available for purchase and download. That book is 1 Month Mentality Makeover, 31 Affirmations and Meditations to Ease Mental Hangups, which is an interactive 1 month practical guide by The Holistic Makeover, me being the author. Thanks so much, and until next time.